would be to go through the Ma'ariv service, and then to go through, and then to go through the Amidah as much as we can do. Yeah. So,
the intention, most of the people should train to just do it.
Right, right. So we'll do the. From the evening service, the brachot of the evening service. But in order to go to the mood, into the mood, what we need to do is first of all to do the Behu Rachum in both versions, and the Barfu, and then it'll be clear how to go from there. So let's take the.
You want to do this group, or you want to do it individually?
First of all, we do it as a group, the Behu Rachum and the Barfu.
Okay.
And then we will go and do it individually. So, let's sing the Behu Rachum that you have on the first page, the congregational song first. Behu, okay. Catchy. Let's do the solo version, what he calls the free chant. Let's do. Vehu rachum yechaper avon velo yashchi veirbah le'ashiv apo velo yair kol chamato Adonai Yoshia Hamelech Yaleinu. המלך יעלינו ויום קורנו. Let's do it again. והוא רחום יכפר עוון והוא ישיב ולא יאיר כל חמתו. Now, where does the Ma'ariv service begin in your prayer books?
In the 120.
All right. Now, so we need to improvise. Bechol hamakom asher azkir et shmi avoy lecha uberachticha. Anybody wants to do it according to the mode that we have just said? Who there? Okay, now, in order to improvise it, we need to know the division of the sentence. So, Bechol hamakom asher azkir et shmi, in any place that I will mention my name, avoy lecha uberachticha, I will come to you and I will bless you. Okay, so the first pause there should be the first major pause, asher azkir et shmi. Okay? So try it again, please.
המקום אשיר הביר את שמי אבו אליך וברכתיך
מירב, could you do another one?
בכל המקום אשיר הביר את שמי אבו אליך
אבוי לך וברכתיך, אבוי לך וברכתיך. אשר אזכיר שמי, אבוי לך. Okay, somebody else do another way of doing it. Bevakasha.
בכל המקום אשר אזכיר את שמי אבוא אליך וברכתיך.
Okay, very nice. He starts higher. בכל המקום, he started with Helma doing it on the middle way, then on the higher way with Meirav, and now still a higher way. He can do it. בכל המקום. Do it again, please. It doesn't have to be exactly the same.
בכל המקום אשר אזכיר את שמי אבוא אליך וברכתיך.
Okay. He changed now the end. אבוא אליך וברכתיך. You can do all sorts of things with that. Okay? Now, the Hu Rachum, and that can go directly into the Hu Rachum Yechaper Avon. ולא ישחית וירפא להשיב או והוא רחום יכפר אל עוון. You can go either way, either to this melody or to that melody. All right, now let's go on and do from the music ברכו את אדוני המבורך. ברכו את אדוני המבורך, ברוך אדוני המבורך לעולם ועד. And the Chazan goes ברוך אדוני המבורך לעולם ועד. But you can do it as in שחרית. ברוך אדוני המבורך לעולם ועד. Okay, now now we have אל חי וקיים on the next page. El Chai VeKayam, let's learn it. El Chai VeKayam, Tamid Imloch Aleinu, Yolam Vaelech, Baruch Ata Adonai, Amarim Aravim. Now try to, whatever you do, try, Baruch Ata Adonai, stick with it. Baruch Ata Adonai, Amarim Aravim. Amariv Aravim, you can do a little bit more elaborate. Amariv Aravim, Om Amariv Aravim. But Baruch Atah Adonai stays. Baruch Atah Adonai. That stays.
Baruch Atah Adonai, Amariv Aravim.
Why would you do that?
It's like Ohev Amo Yisrael.
No, the Ohev Amo Yisrael you do because you want to lead into the Shema. But Amariv Aravim, you don't believe in Shema. So why should you do that?
Okay.
So, now, what we need to do is to go further, a little bit back. In our Sidurim, we have to start at least from Ma'avir Yom Umevi Laila. So how about doing Ma'avir Yom Umevi Laila and trying to connect it to El Chai VeKayam? Do you see the place in the Siddur? Yeah. Anybody wants to come in? Daniel wants to come in. Okay. Okay, somebody else try to do that. Umavir yom umevi laila. You want to do it?
Improvise on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to
you. Okay. You want to do it?
Umavir yom umevi laila, umavir ben yom umevi laila. Adonai tzevaot shemo. El Chai VeKayam Tamid Yimloch Aleinu L'Olam Va'ed Baruch Ata Adonai Amariv Aravim.
Okay, that's very nice. Now, somebody else do it a little bit differently. If you want. Okay? Your turn.
So I try a little bit smooth.
Yeah, I see who smiles and I think.
Umevi laila, umavir ben yom ben
לא, ברוך אתה אדוני
אמרי ברבים.
Okay, now could you explain what you tried to do?
I want to stress first to make clear. I mean, for me the difficulty is that I'm not used to Amar Rabbi.
Okay, no. You don't have to. What I'm trying to hear in your voice is that you're trying to do something with the words.
Mm-hmm.
So could you explain what you're trying to do with the words?
I want to show Yomus very positive. So God
okay,
says,
right.
The Yomus, you also create Laila, his name.
All right, so try to do it again. Try to that.
Umavir ben yom, uven laila, Adonai Tzevaot shemo, El chai vekayam, tamid imnuch aleinu leolam vaed. Baruch atah Adonai, amari barim.
Baruch atah Adonai. So you understand that you can do, well, even if it's a simple improvisation or a simple melody, you can stress certain words. Sometimes you want to do the difference between Yom and Laila, or sometimes you want to do to emphasize El Chai VeKayam. You want to emphasize that, or you want to emphasize both. So you can do Umavir Yom Umevi Laila. It's in the same manner that Annette did. Umavir Ben Yom Uvein Laila Adonai Tevaot Shemo Elachai. Okay, if you want to elaborate on it. Mekayam Kamidim Yochaleinu Lolam Vaeret Baruch atah Adonai Amariv Aravim. And you want the night, the fall of the night, you want to express that. Mm-hmm. So even in small improvisation like that, you can do a lot. Okay, let's go on to the next bracha. And now, we said that Ahavat Olam can be done in a minor mode, because Ahavat Olam and Ashkiveinu actually, but Ahavat Olam even more. Ahavat Olam in a minor mode because it is a Lernsteiger, that means a way of learning, and Ahavat Olam has something to do with Torah u'mitzvot, chukim u'mishpatim, that means Torah and commandments and laws, and that's all about learning. Otanu limadeta, you've taught us. So that Lernsteiger is very good for Limud Torah. And then, towards the end, you go to the Avaraba mode to end the Bracha. But you need to do another trick and to go into the major so as to be able to lead the congregation into Shema Israel. Okay, so that's a trick. So let's first of all do again the melody in your music. By Spiro. Yeah, it's a simple melody in minor, but it's very good for weekdays. Let's try. In the minor mode, it's a soft melody. It is not a fast melody. It's in a way like a lullaby too. It has this kind of character. So
don't rush it.
Ahavat olam beit Yisrael amechavta.
It's about love.
Torah u'mitzvot chukim u'mishpatim otanu limadta. Otanu limadta. Al kein adonai Eloheinu b'shocheinu u'kumeinu nasiyah b'chuyah v'nismach b'divrei Torahecha u'mitzvotecha.
No, slower, it says slower there.
Huh? Yeah, it is slower.
Yeah.
It's a little bit artificial, but it gives you the way moving into the Shema Yisrael. Okay, now.
Does the Shema
does it
have to be in major?
No, Michelle asked that before. Does not have to be in major.
Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad.
But that depends on your congregation. If they are going to be confused by it, then use the major. Okay, now, if you look at the prayer book at the on page 122, you will see that Kihem Chayenu is marked the place as the place where the Chazan should start. Now let's do as an exercise a Chazan who does not sing Ahavat Olam, but does. This Chazan is pressured by the congregation or by the rabbi or by the head of the ritual committee, what have you, and he says, Ahavat Olam takes too much time. We need to be on time. We have to finish at this and this hour. So you're allowed to do only Kiyem Chayenu. So now you're doing Kiyem Chayenu, but you want to do Kiyem Chayenu already in the Ahavat Olam mode.
The study mode.
In this case, you want to lead into the Avarba mode, and you don't want to study mode is for another time. All right?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So now, can anybody do Kihem Chayenu Vorech Yameinu leading into the Avatcha in the study mode?
Yeah. In the study mode.
In the major, in the Avarba mode. I'm sorry, in the Avarba mode.
You want to check? Ki hem chayenu leorech yamenu v'emnega yumam alayla Yavad chaltasi mimenu leolamim baruch ata Adonai
ohev amo Yisrael. Very good, but too fast.
You wanted it, but I can
slow. No. Not that fast. I mean, your ritual committee on the rabbi, but that doesn't have a stopper there. Okay, not that fast. I mean, it's a bad habit to do not very fast, and I insist on that because you go into some Orthodox congregations where they do Nusach stuff in a very fast way, and you have no idea what they're saying. Neither do they. that's not a good habit. I mean, we want to do it on a good pace, not slow, but we want to do it so that we can hear every word. Do it again, please, a little bit slow. Ah, beautiful. No, when again. Now, to Baruch Atah Adonai, and you want to lead into the major. Okay, yeah, Shema. If you want to do it this way, if you want to do it the other way, okay. Why did you sing it so fast? Did you think about why did you sing it so fast?
Why did I sing it so fast? Because the rabbi was pressuring me.
No, I'm not talking about that. But you chose on these particular words to do it fast.
But it's all memories from the past, seriously.
Yeah, but you see, but the reason for that was that Ubayem Negei Yomam V'Laila you sang on one note.
Yeah.
And that's why you did it fast. Okay? Now try to vary it.
Yeah.
And to do it a little bit differently so that you don't do all on one note. Okay. Very good. Okay. You see what happened?
Yeah.
Once you varied, you changed the note, it stopped you from going very fast.
Yeah.
So that's a trick. So the what do we learn from it? If you are very pressed for time and somebody is standing you with a stopper there, then you do things on one note, and that will you get to faster. Yeah, but if you want to emphasize certain words, or if you want to do something more expressive in general, then you want to vary and not to do everything on one note. Okay, so we learn from that day. Yeah, somebody else do Kiyem Chayenu, please.
Yes.
Elise wants to do it.
Oh.
What do you mean, no?
Do it.
Oh.
I saw you eager to do that.
Go.
Okay, give it a try. Why not? Please give it a try.
I'm not ready. No, sorry.
Can I?
Okay.
Can I suggest one thing for the text? It's almost two sentences. Kiyem Chayenu and Vayem Negei Yomam V'Laila talks about us, and then it talks about your love.
Right.
And that is I think a switch. And where
okay, do it. Do it and switch.
Kiyem Chayenu Lodet Yameinu Vayem Negei Yomam V'Laila Ve'avatecha Al Tassir Mimeinu Le'olami Baruch Ata Adonai Ohev Amo
Or whatever, yeah. But what you try to do is to emphasize ve'ahavatcha. That's what you wanted to do,
yeah.
Especially. So the idea is, again, it's the same idea as aneton, but on different words. And where you want to give your love, yeah. Or that's what you want to differentiate between the two sentences. The one which talk about Torah, the other one talks about love. And the love you want to emphasize, that's very good. So you, please, when you want to do things like that, choose a word. And that word is going to be an anchor for your improvisation. Okay? Anybody else want to do something? Please, don't look down. Well, okay, Anna is going to do it. You have to decide either way. Okay. You can do Baruch Ata Adonai Ohev Amo Yisrael, if you want to be more emphatic than that. Okay,
But ohev amo Yisrael. You do that. Okay. So
is it wrong to end the same way as the bracha before this one?
No, it's not wrong. But
ohev amo Yisrael.
Yeah, right. And then how you go to the Shema? No, if you do Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad, then it's fine. But if you want to do Shema Yisrael, then you need a transition.
Right, I think Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad.
That's a major.
Then you want to end on the major.
Okay. So it's better to lead.
I'll tell you why it is good to lead into the Shema. The reason why I insist that one should lead into the Shema is that if your congregation doesn't have a clue where it's supposed to start the Shema, then you will hear Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, and you will not hear the Shema from the congregation.
Okay.
They will come in late.
Okay.
They will come in on your singing of Yisrael and not on the Shema. So that's why you have to prepare the Shema. The Shema of all things, because the Shema, you want everybody to sing every word of the Shema. There are 6 words there, every word counts, and you want...
But first they hear you, then they...
But they don't sing along with you.
Ah, okay, fine. So I knew Minhag, it's repeated.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Then
you're still right.
So still I would prepare it. Yeah, right. In other congregations, experiences, people go directly into the Shema and sing the Shema. So I'm sorry. In your tradition, you're repeating the Shema. Still, it's good to prepare it, but not as important as in other traditions where the congregation goes right into the Shema.
And the Kiyam Chayenu from Friday evening, you cannot sing, of course, here.
What do you mean Kiyam Chayenu?
Kiyam Chayenu.
Not only that, it's by definition, it's like mixing milk and meat. I mean, you can't do that.
Even though it's minor mode.
Right, no, but it's not the same. Well, as soon as you start singing, people reacted already. I mean, it was. Yeah. Sometimes it sounds wrong. If you do
most of the time with the Shema, there are already half the congregation sings the Shema along with the Chazan the first time already.
Yeah. But in any case, even if they don't sing, it's nice to prepare. Okay, fine.
Another question. What is the logic to have the Bollinger at the key? The EM, it seems to be in the middle of a text where you pick it up.
Tradition. Okay. Really, there's no rhyme or reason. If the logic of it, I cannot deny lo inu. I would.
But the hem is unclear if you didn't mention it.
But where would you start?
Yeah, where would you start? That's a big question.
You're busy with the text, so it's just sort of moment you
speak
it up aloud.
The only because ki hem chayenu is has a because sentence in it. Ki hem because they are so people like to use
you.
Depends on tradition. Either you sing a composition for the whole thing, or the chazan says the first words, everybody mumbles for himself, and then at the end the chazan picks it up again and finishes.
To put it's only a historical way of doing it in Ashkenazi way. For in a Sephardic tradition, the chazan says, and the congregation says with the chazan, that means that the onus is on the chazan to do the entire Avat Olam. And the congregation just says it the same thing in a more subdued tone.
But that's not the composition, that's also again on the Nusach.
That's for, we usually use the language only when there is choir.
Or
you know what I prefer about?
You could use conceivably, as we said, if you have a melody in minor, and this melody is also it's in the same kind of mode and mood, you can use it. You can use it, like provided it, then you switch into the other mode.
Yeah, because you stop there.
Yes, you can do that. Yeah, you can do that. Okay. Let's go on. After the Shema, the Chazan has to do Adonai Lochem Emet in the Ahava Rabba mode.
I'll just point out the tradition has become in Holland that the Chazan starts out at the Bolletje, Lemantisch Room. Really, it's the rabbi who breaks the silence there. Yeah. It was just, I never wanted to do that, so I asked the Chazan to do it for me.
Now
it's become the regular, you know, it's wrong. It should go back. The Chazan only starts the Adonai Lechem Emet, which is why the Chazan repeats what somebody else says.
The Chazanim encroached upon the rabbi's rights.
No, they were asked to do so. I refuse to sing it. He's right. He's right. You only do the. Yeah. That's right. Because I don't sing. Very simple.
It's a good enough reason.
I was too young. I didn't dare. Help me. Yes.
Wow, I'm going to
pick. Yes.
Here is your chance.
Now, let me assure you, Moshe will be happy because then he's back to what he knows is the right thing to do.
Yeah. We have a Bima vessel.
Yeah, and you should know from the start that Moshe is right. it's a good tradition. Sorry.
All right. So, suppose whoever does Lemantis Keru does it in cantillation, in strophe. Lemantis Keru. If you want to say, some do Ani Adonai Eloheichem, and others do Ani Adonai Eloheichem. But on the same note that you ended, Taem or Emet, then you do Adonai Eloheichem. On the same note that you ended.
In
Motzei Shabbat,
you
do Adonai Lechem Emet in major with a question mark. In Motzei Shabbat?
Okay. Motzei Shabbat is a
regular weekday.
Okay? Then, Emet ve'munah kol zot, you cannot sing Emet ve'munah kol zot. It will not lend itself. Okay, now if you want to invent a melody for Emet ve'emunah on the basis of Ahava Rabba mode, bevakasha, be my guest.
I have something. I think it's from the support service. I'm not sure. Emet ve'emunah kol zot v'kayam aleinu, ki hu Adonai Eloheinu ve'en zulato.
Perfect for a shiva.
Yeah, why would it fit Sukkot especially?
I don't know. That's where I found it. It's from the Shalosh Galim. That's later on tonight. We now do the weekday.
It's better this kind of weekday service.
That's why I sang it.
Okay, but in any case, a melody like that could be used in the melody in Avaraba, could be used in the Emet Memuna here. All right. So now we come to.
If you don't have a melody, if you don't have a melody, so what do you do?
Is it right to sing a melody in this
for Emet Memuna?
Yes.
If you do, you don't.
If you don't have a melody, so what do you do?
No.
Okay.
Oh, if you don't.
Yes.
What I wanted to ask was, assume that you forgot the melody and you have to save yourself. How will you do it?
Ask the rabbi. Improvise.
Look at the notes.
Look at the rabbi.
In the notes here, the
he has it here and in a minor mode. I would not recommend that very much. Although Spiro has it in a minor mode, and this is also what you send it in my minor mode. I would not, because I want to keep the going of the Avaraba mode into Micha Mocha. Therefore, I don't do that. Now, so if you don't have a melody and you want to improvise in the Avaraba mode, then what do you do? Somebody give us an example.
So what do you do?
Okay, somebody continue. Hapodenu. Mikaf. Okay.
Yeah.
Any flower?
Go on.
Okay, somebody else. Asam Nashenu Bachaim. Nava, do you want to do it? Okay, anybody continue with Mekim Dvar Avdo?
Please.
He's decided not. Okay?
Tanya.
Okay?
Well, that's what Annette, you're going to try.
Annette,
now.
Please, Mekim Dvar Avdo. Okay, now Ulare Yudati Banena, you went down too fast, so you don't have enough. No. Okay. So you do Ulare Yudati Banena in such a way that you don't have the feeling of finishing, but the Chovotea Komen, you finish.
It was
Ulare. Could you do Ulare Yuda?
Paolo sang it on the Berek Israeli. This thing, Hapudena.
Yeah, right, like that. Okay. Something like that. Now, Tibera Uva now to give Ruato. Somebody else continued. No, he's
here for the Pharaoh. Tibera Uva now to give Ruato. Shibakova Uro Elishma. Umalfuto Varaton Kibu Alehem.
Not so fast. Okay, fine. Not so fast. כמו שאובני ישראל לחנו שירה. You want to emphasize the word שירה. So because מיכה מוכה is a שירה, is a song, right? So you don't want to skip it very much. Do כמו שאובני ישראל and do it a little bit more emphasis on the word שירה.
כמו שאובני ישראל לחנו שירה בשמחה רבה ואמרו כולם.
Okay, now I'll take you to task and I'll tell you that you can do even more on the word Shira. Can you embellish the word Shira? Can you embellish the word Shira? Let's see it. That's very good. Now embellish it even more.
Pull it a bit. Embellish Simcha. After you embellish a bit on the Shira, embellish Simcha even more, I think.
Okay, whatever you want to do. But okay, Moshe Uni Israel. Okay.
It's like Hamelech, you know, on the Rosh Hashanah.
Moshe Uni Israel, Lechanu Shira, B'simcha Rava, Ve'amru Chula.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
The race goes so fast, but that's all
right.
That's a good idea. Very good idea. If you do it this way, כמו שאובני ישראל לחנו שירה בשמחה רבה ואמרו כולם מי חמוך. So you announce the this I love to do in and I find this. this is, I think, one of the important tasks of the cantor. Now, one of the dangers of a modern service is the fragmentation. In other words, that you fragment the thing into bits and pieces. So, anything that helps unify pieces or bring them together in one way or another is an excellent thing. And especially you can do it in improvisations like that.
Very be careful, because what we have, in effect, we have a service that is built on compositions and on readings. There's very little opportunity for Nusach at all. Mm-hmm. And that's really something that you lose the Nusach in our services.
That's true.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So what you really need to do, want to do, is to introduce, and we tried this bit by bit, you know, get the full Yishtabach song, got the other thing, things done on Nusach that were always read or written in translation, bring the Nusach back in, so you recognize again where you actually are. Yeah. Ear gets used to the melodies. But there's so little Nusach in there, you know, that value it and use it.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I mean, the all the bits that are in traditional service are there for the Nusach, you know, have to be taken out. Some of them are back, but
yeah.
So if you have here, for example, the piece that goes in the morning before the Micha Mocha, a whole page of the Emet.
The Emet.
Well, you can do a lot of things if you want to there. All kind of things, you know. How you want to do it?
You can cry about Bedorotenu Achronim, laugh at the end of
it. Whatever. But at least now it's either read in translation, it's read silently, it's not being used, and it's all there. Have it, you know. Enjoy it. Yeah, use it.
Why don't he?
I think he may have been.
I sing it in Arababa, but most of the time quickly, because it's a whole page. I don't want to hold up the whole congregation listening to my embellishments.
Sometimes you want to do that. Sometimes you think it's a very special Shabbat. Like, say, Shabbat Shira. Mm-hmm. It's a Shabbat that you read the Song of the Sea, and you want. And that's exactly the place where it talks about the Song of the Sea. So maybe there you want to do it, not every Shabbat. Maybe
some people want to hear some Chazanut and not only country and Western, you know, whatever it is you get from the Americans.
Actually, every Shabbat is special because some of the Torah readings give themes.
Yes. Yeah, you can use
pick up one theme because
right. If it has something to do with a theme that that will go next. In other words, you announce the theme by kind of emphasizing certain words which will go with it. You can't do it every Shabbat. In Metzorah and Tazria Metzorah portions, it's very difficult to emphasize any kind of themes, but
some
leprosy right. or something like that. But you know, other
it's not coughing, man.
Yeah. All right. So, other times you can do you are on Shabbat Bereshit, right? And Shabbat Bereshit has to do with the creation, and creation is related to Yotzer Or, Borei Choshech, and all of this kind of thing. Maybe on that Shabbat you want to embellish more Yotzer Or and Borei Choshech. There are various Shabbatot that you can do, but not, of course, every Shabbat. It would be too much. Okay, fine. Let's go to Micha Mocha. Suppose we sing Micha Mocha. Oh, say, how do you go from Malchutcha? Okay, Mirab, you're doing Malchutcha already. Very good. Now let's continue to Venema. Baruch Adonai Israel. You got it.
Yeah.
All right. Now we go into the Yashkivenu. Micha Mocha. You can do any melody which goes. There are all sorts of ways of. Now let's go to Hashkiveinu again. On weekdays you don't want to make much of the Hashkiveinu because it's time consuming. Usually you would do Ushmor Tzeteinu Voinu Lechayim Shalom Me'ata Ve'ad Olam. Suppose you want to do Ushmor Tzeteinu and you don't have to look anywhere in the Spiro book, just do it. Let's have somebody do Ushmor Tzeteinu Voinu. Who wants to volunteer? Thelma, you're going to do that.
Ushmor Tzeteinu Voinu L'chayim L'shalom Me'ata Ve'ad Olam Baruch Atah.
No. You see, you ended up too early with L'chayim L'shalom,
yeah.
And then you didn't know what to do with the rest. Okay, so do it again, please, and get up to the bracha. Okay, that's fine. So you have to plan your sentences in such a way that you don't have a kind of a no man's land, where you don't know where you're going or where you're coming. You have to plan it in such a way that it reaches up to Bracha, because for the Bracha you already have a formula.
Mm-hmm.
So it works like that. Okay, now we have another section which is Baruch Adonai Bayom, Baruch Adonai Balayla. This section is said only in the diaspora. It's not said in Israel at all. I am not absolutely sure why it happened that this kind of particular prayer is only for the diaspora. But in any case, here you have a vast area of prayer that you can do improvisation, but the problem is mainly in the bracha. The bracha is when you take the formula of Baruch Atah Adonai.
Yeah.
Now what do? Hamelech Bichvodo Tamid Yimloch Aleinu Leolam Vaed Al Kol Ma'asav. It's one of the most verbose brachot that you have.
Hamelech Bichvodo Tamid Yimloch Aleinu Leolam Vaed Al Kol Ma'asav.
Okay, that's a good solution. Okay, so Hamelia Bichbodo Kaminim Locharenu Leolam Vahen Ve'al Kol Ma'asav. Or you can start higher. Hamelech Bichbodo Tamidim Locharenu Leolam Vahen Ve'al Kol Ma'asav. So you can take a larger range of notes in order to do that. So Hamelech Bichbodo. Let's give it another try. Somebody else do. Baruch Ata Adonai HaMelech Bichvodo. Okay? Who wants to do? Michelle, you're going to do that.
Baruch Ata Adonai HaMelech Bichvodo Tamidim Ochalenu Le'olam Vahed Ve'al Kol Ma'asav.
Very good. You stressed Bichvodo. Yeah. You wanted to stress Bichvodo? Fine. Thank you. And somebody else, Eva, you have not done any of these. Prepare, go ahead, look ahead. It's like a bicycle. If you don't look ahead, you fall. Okay, so you have the end. Ve'al kol ma'asav. How do you do le'olam va'ed so the ve'al kol ma'asav will be meaningful? Yeah. Le'olam va'ed. All right. Okay. All right. Now somebody. Do the words from Ki Hamalchut Shelcha Hi Ule'olmei Ad Timloch Bechavod. Anybody want to volunteer?
Maria.
About
Miriam.
Yeah. Okay, it's very important in the Ava Rabba mode to go one tone below the tonic.
Okay.
If you have the tonic, tar, and you go ta-ra-ra-ra-ra. This announces the end.
Yeah.
Very useful to do that.
Yeah.
Ve'al ma'asav.
The amen which you're going to hear is amen.
Yeah.
And I have a go.
Anna?
No. Anna's having a go.
You can do it. Anna's no reason. Why not?
Just dive.
No, from Ki Hamalchut Shelcha. Bechavod. Okay, you did it.
Very good. Very good.
Okay, now we need to go to the Kaddish. And the Kaddish is like the one in the Shacharit. Yeah.
ועלמא דברכי רותי, וימליך מלכותי, וחיי חון וביום יחון וחיי לכל בית ישראל, בעגלה ובזמן קריב, נמרו אמן. יהי שמי רבה מברך, לעלם ולעולמי עלמיה, יתברך. יתברך וישתבח ויתפאר ויתרומם ויתנשא, ויתהדר ויתעלה ויתהלל, שמי דקודשא בריחו. ואלה מכל ברכתה ושירתה, טוס בחכה ונחמתה, דמירן ביעלמא, ואמרו אמן. ואמרו אמן. אמן. Depending on which day you want to do that.
Yeah.
All right. Once that happens, you go into the silent Amidah. And the silent Amidah is silent, so you don't have any cantorial problem. Cantorial problem. And after that, you go to Alim Shabeach.
The Tit Kabal is...
Yeah, you have to Tit Kabal. Now, there are two ways of doing Tit Kabal on weekdays. Since it's the end of the service, you can emphasize the end of the service by doing the same Kaddish Tit Kabal as you do on Shabbat. Tit Kabal v'Kabal Shemei Rabba V'Almadi V'Achirutei Ose Shalom Imoi Shalom Imoi Yisrael Aleinu Al Kol Yisrael V'Yimru Amen. The same way. There is another way of doing it. Gadal v'itkadal shemei rabba be'alma divrachi rutei v'yamnich machotei v'chayechon v'yamnichon v'chayet v'chol bet Yisrael v'agadal v'zman karei v'yamnich. I think that the one that you do for the Shabbat, although it is more festive, is suitable for this kind of prayer that you would have in a congregation. Like this. So there are two ways of doing it. I would prefer, in your case, to do it this way. If it were the atmosphere of a yeshiva, an Orthodox yeshiva, I would say don't do that. But for in a liberal setting, that could be nice because it leads to Aleinu L'Shabeach.
Yeah, because we sing Aleinu, but if you recite the Aleinu.
If you mumble Aleinu, like Aleinu L'Shabeach L'Adon HaKol, then. The Igadah should be in the same mode. It's same mode.
Yeah.
But what in our congregations they always sing Aleinu L'Shabeach. So it's not so you do it in the Kaddish Shalem, leading into that in the same way that you do on Shabbat. Igadah v'Igadah Shemei Rabba. All right. Now here's the good question. Historically, there is no repetition of Amidah in Ma'ariv anyway. Why? Because the early Ma'ariv services were in lieu of Kriyat Shema. You were supposed to say Kriyat Shema in the morning and in the evening. And the Amidah was in lieu of the sacrifices. The sacrifices were in the morning and late afternoon, not in the evening. Therefore, you did not have an Amidah representing the sacrifices in the Ma'ariv service, because it was an evening service. Before the evening services, the gate of the temple were closed, and so there was no sacrifices at that time. Therefore, it's only the fulfilling of the Shema obligation that remained, which was crystallized in the Ma'ariv service, and no Amidah. So, the idea was that you say the Shema and its blessing, and after the Shema and its blessing, you say a Kaddish to separate it from everything else. Now, what
what happened was that people started to insert voluntarily the Amidah. People did the Amidah. They sang it. So there was a dilemma. What do you do? And the historical solution for that was that you can say the Amidah, and then it was obligatory. Once you can say, then it becomes you must say the Amidah, but the public doesn't say it. So it's not a public prayer, only a private prayer. Therefore, there is a Chatzi Kaddish separating the Shema and its blessings from the Amidah, and then you are on your own. You do your Amidah. That's why we do not have a repetition of the Amidah. However, on Shabbat evening, it was understood that it is necessary to do some kind of a repetition of the Amidah. Therefore, you have the Magen Avot, which is a short form of the Amidah. Magen Avot is an encapsulation of the entire Amidah. So that was only on Shabbat, not even on the holidays, only on Shabbat Eve. Now, in the Reform movement, not in the 19th century, but in American 20th century, they realized that if the congregation is left on their own, they will never say the Amidah. Therefore, it became customary in American congregations to do the Amidah on the Maariv service, especially if it was on holidays. So you have, in American congregation, you have a repetition of the Amidah, or sometimes it's not even a repetition, but the only time the Amidah is done is by the Chazan and followed by the congregation. But that's unique to American congregation. I don't think that any European Reform movement does it in the same manner.
So on the Amidah that you do privately, you still end with a joint Kaddish Kabbal.
Right, yes. So that Kaddish Kabbal was moved from after the Shema into to the Amidah. Yeah, you do
and the ending on Shalom Rav, which is said or sung.
That is a liberal attempt to put something substantial, some kind of a song at the end of the Amidah. But it, halachically, it's not binding.
It doesn't belong there. Okay. There was something there. The Aleinu. The first part is sung, and then you get this very nice melody that carries off of Shehonot HaShemayim, which if wherever I'm in charge, don't do it. what I'm suggesting is, if you can't do it and the rabbi isn't there to read the rest for you, so what do?
Read it yourself.
You read it or you do it on yourself? Yeah? If you do not know, sir, how would you do it?
In major.
Major? Anybody?
Yeah. Something like that.
No?
So it's actually in the. It's not really the major, but it is in Adonai Malach mode.
So how would you do that second part of the first paragraph?
Page 112. Okay, you have an opportunity there to express Shamayim on a high note and Aretz. And Aretz, the land, the earth, on a low note. Umoshav yikaro b'shamayim, you can go high on Atman. Ushchinat uzo begovei meromim, that's who Eloheinu ain od. And then you can go emet malkeinu in a more regular place.
So
anybody wants to try?
Yeah.
No, no, no. You're in minor. Shehu lo teshamayim.
Oh yes, I'm in minor.
What
did you say? The major ball in my head.
Recompose. Recompose. Annette, do you want to do it? No, I think what we'll do, we divide it between Annette and Gilad, and every Shamayim Annette will sing, and every Aretz Gilad will sing.
Really?
Really? Really?
Okay.
Anybody else?
Okay, Annette, give it a try. Yeah, go to
home.
You're going to the Abraham. You're lapsing into Avaraba. Very good. Very good. Okay. Okay.
Eva?
That's fine, that's good. Very good. Okay, what she did is she started with infamous melody, and she twisted it, and that's very nice.
Yeah. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go. Trust yourself. Don't lapse into Avaraba.
Ain't only same as Dayenu. Anybody else? Yeah. Helma?
There is a solution to do it very fast.
You're lapsing into Avaraba.
I'm much afraid of that.
No. Don't try it again.
You're lapsing into
Avaraba.
You're in the mood and you can go out. Let's leave it.
Okay. Daniel?
Mai mi mal, ya la es mi tajones.
Okay.
can you give the essence of the Adonai Malach?
Adonai Malach is better. Yeah.
He's asking if you can do it again.
What?
The essence of Adonai Malach.
It's like major. The seventh degree is low. Yeah, but then if you go up.
Now, Lise, your turn.
Yeah.
I come back to you.
What?
We're called the Soul Mother.
So this is a correct one, it's okay.
Okay, okay. Granted, do that.
Do that.
Yeah.
Yes. No, no, that is too below.
No, let's make a plan.
No. You're too self-conscious that you're not doing well. Now you're going to imagine yourself doing it wonderfully. And now you see.
It's
going to
be a scale. That's all.
So wait a minute. Okay, let's suppose we start. And your shamayim should go up, right? Okay, so you go down, so slide in the scale down. Could you try such a thing?
Same thing or further?
You don't know that. That's the same thing.
So my both are the
name. I don't know.
Alright, go on. Yes?
Go on.
Right. Back
on
earth. No, if you want... Bashamayim mimal, you want it up.
Bashamayim mimal. And again?
Just do something.
Do. Gov hei meromim. It's only that, yeah. So you can go.
More my
thing. Yeah, you have to get used to that. Sheunot Shamayim Ve'yoseit Aharetz. Now you can go to the seventh degree. Umoshav Yekaro Bashamayim Mimal.
Ushinatuzo, Megove, Meromim,
Ki Adonai hu Elohim b'shamayim mimal ve'al haaretz mitachat.
Now repeat that.
After me?
Again?
Okay, Daniel.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, nah. Your version.
You're in minor.
Be happy.
ושכינתו זו בגובה מרומים, ואלוהינו אינות אמת.
אפס מלכנו. אמת מלכנו, סוער.
אמת מלכנו, אפס עולתו, הכתוב בתורתו, וידעת היום השוות על לבבך, כי ארוני הוא אלוהים בשמיים, כי ארוני הוא אלוהים בשמיים, ממעל ועל הארץ.
לא נסנות בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ, בשמיים ממעל ועל הארץ מתחת.
אהבות.
טניה. So you need when you do improvisation, you must keep the syntax right. In other words, you know where are the divisions of the sentences right, and where you go and divide one half of the sentence from another, or one third of the sentence from the other, that as it should be. The syntax is very 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 important.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we have the Nusach for the Kaddish Atom.
Just it helps others as well. What I do is that I read the text and then I make the strokes in between there. Yeah. Then I see just four words, 5 words.
Yeah. Right. You can mark it this way. Also, there is a way of marking texts that I learned from some radio announcers. And that is, if you have words that you want them to go together, you put a tie on them, so you know that you can you're moving from this word to that word, and then another tie from that word.
That's for mitzvah teaching. Yeah. Which words belong together?
That helps a lot. And major division, you mark 2 lines. Smaller division, 1 line. And so you develop your own ways of doing that. But it's very important to know the divisions of the text. It helps you a lot. Also in the musical divisions, and of course in the meaning of the text.